Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
A super shower washing every body part with actual soap, including all my major crevices, including in between my toes and in my belly button, which I never did before but sort of enjoyed. I wash my hair with the Don't Formula shampoo and use cream rinse for that just wash shine. I can't seem to find my toothbrush, so I'll pick one up when I go out today. Other than that, I'm in good shape.
I suppose you recognize that scene from Home Alone, right? That's Kevin McAllister. That's Macaulay Culkin. And the home that they famously filmed that in is in Winnetka. There was a story in the Tribune today about what it's like living in that house. And as I understand it, the people living in that house today, the same people that were living in that house when the movie was first made in Winnetka. Linda Martin is in our studio. And Linda, welcome to the show. Welcome to the studio.
Hi, thanks, John.
So that's your house?
No, it's a little bit of a different story. I'm a neighbor.
Oh!
Sorry.
I see. Oh, well, then I don't want to interview you at all.
Okay, I'll go
home. You have to leave now.
Okay, fine. Nice view of the lake, though. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
So that's your neighbor's house. You live right next to them.
I live nearby.
I see.
And the people who lived in it no longer... They were in the movie. They are not the current owners. The current owners were not there when the movie was made.
It is a beautiful house.
Amazingly gorgeous.
But it's funny because when movies are made, like, of, and you go, oh, I want to live in that house. So often, like in Christmas Vacation, that was not a house in Chicago. And some of the scenes were actually mock sets. But they made the movie in the house, didn't they?
Most of the movie was made in the house, but there were some scenes that were shot at Neuter West, the high school.
Right. Well, for instance, the TV set, right?
The ones I remember, because they actually invited some of the neighbors to see the set, was the airplane. It was on top of the stage in the basketball gym.
Got it.
I actually went to Neuter. And the swimming pool scene where they flooded the basement was in the swimming pool in Neuter West.
The movie was shot there, so this is like the 30-year anniversary.
Yes.
People still come by.
Shockingly, even more now than we used to have.
I wonder why that is.
Somebody said there was some special on Netflix about the making of the movie.
Right.
I didn't see it yet.
I suppose, too. I mean, say when the movie first came out, maybe it had some notoriety, but you couldn't watch it over and over and over again. There may be more people watching Home Alone now than did when the movie came out in 1990, just because you can, you know, watch it for free anytime on TV.
I think so. Well, my family actually watched it Thanksgiving, and my grandchildren were enjoying waiting to see my house or hear the stories of the grocery store and meeting Macaulay.
Do you, really? Did you, so where were you then when the movie was being made?
Either working down the street or in my home nearby.
Yeah. And my understanding is that the cast and crew, I mean, they were in that house a lot then, right?
They were. And we watched the burglars with their crazy rubber feet. They put rubber feet over their actual feet as they went into the windows over the broken ornaments. And for the neighbors and children watching, it looked so silly. You never thought it was going to be this gigantic hit.
Yeah, I guess when they were filming, too, you didn't know maybe at first what's going on there.
You really didn't know much was going on a lot of the time, whereas nowadays with all technology, they probably would have texted you what we're filming, what day, when we're coming. Sometimes they'd work till almost the middle of the night, and it wasn't so easy to sleep with the lights going.
It's funny when they make movies downtown Chicago. I've seen a lot of movies and TV shows filmed scenes or major parts of movies in the city. I haven't seen that much of that lately, it seems. But it's funny because you will see people milling about working on the set all day long, and you won't see any filming getting done. It's amazing how much work goes into filming something that might be 30 seconds long. You know what I mean? There was a scene for, it was one of the Chicago Fire, one of those Chicago franchise shows, and they did it on Columbus Avenue, just below us here. And they were going over the river on the bridge. So the idea was somebody was going to be running across the bridge. They closed that bridge for hours, and then the person would run, and they'd have some other extras walking, you know, like a normal Chicago scene. And they must have done that 10 times, but it took them all day to get that up. And then as the person's running away and there's other pedestrians going by, the truck filming it zooms by them. So all of these things have to be coordinated. And you can see they did it and they didn't like it. So then everybody's got to walk to the other side of the bridge, start all, I mean, that's, and that was probably in the show for 10 seconds, whatever the scene was.
You know? I actually walked by while they were filming what you're talking about to go to the Chicago Architecture Foundation.
Oh, yeah, because that's the way you would have gone.
But having seen Home Alone filming, it didn't really find, I didn't find it so interesting.
That's the thing. So then you stand around and watch going, oh, they're going to make a TV show here. There is nothing to see.
Right.
And even when you see that, you go, that's it? I want to see, no, you can't handle the truth. You know, some amazing piece of dialogue. Terry Dason, the executive director of the Winnetka Northfield Chamber of Commerce, is quoted in this story about the Home Alone house. He said, since they put a fence up there a few years ago, at least people aren't walking up to their windows anymore and looking in.
That is true, although I guess I think a lot of us neighbors think it would really be nice if they put a collection box for charity, because the thousands of people that have taken pictures, you know, at Christmas time when you go by the decorations, now some of them have boxes for charity or how you can donate. It'd be nice if that could be the case.
I guess so, although maybe that's the people that live there now, do they mind that folks are coming up and doing this?
You probably need to ask them.
Yeah,
I think that's partly why they might have put the fence up.
You think? Although
they're very nice, but it's
I'm
not
sure
real
they
private.
Are. I'm sure they are. But you must know that when you're buying the house too, right?
Well, being a local real estate agent, you would think so, but I can't say for sure.
Well, you'd think that would be like if you have to disclose mold or that there was a meth lab in the basement. I think you have to say, was this the Home Alone house? And you have to check that box.
It's not a protected class.
Yes, it's not, evidently. There was one other thing about that. Now, what was I going to ask you? It's 10:42 on WGN. Let's pause here. I want to pick up this conversation in just a minute. The Home Alone house, 30 years now, right? The movie
yes.
has been out. Folks still coming by. This is WGN. Yeah, there was a story in the Tribune. It says, almost 30 years later, Winnetka residents say Home Alone changed their neighborhood, but they're okay with it. One of the residents is a realtor in that town, and she's in our studio right now. Linda Martin is with, what is it, North Shore Realty? Is that the name of your firm, or what kind of real estate agent are you?
Caldwell Banker.
Caldwell Banker. How are you? Welcome to the show again, and thanks
Thank
for
you.
Joining us in the studio. You know, the question I had as a realtor was, what's a house like that go for?
They put an extensive renovation. They actually weren't able to continue living in it while they did that. So you'd kind of have to walk through the entire house. They actually did a beautiful job in the lower level. One of the homes recently on our block went for close to or over $3 million.
Yeah, I believe that. The Ferris Bueller house was in the North Shore.
Correct.
Nice place. Ordinary People, nice place. Home Alone as well. A question I have is, does it help or hurt? My guess is that maybe it would compromise a little bit the price of a house if it's noteworthy, even though it's fabulous and famous. But then you got people walking by taking pictures all the time, right?
Yes. You can't say exactly what it does to the value because it also depends on the condition of the house when they buy it.
Right.
The lot size, the taxes, we're really close to the lake. People love that. You can walk to the train. We feel we have a really special neighborhood. We do a lot of entertaining all together and celebrating even a 100-year-old birthday for one of the neighbors.
You said that the international community is noteworthy in that neighborhood for that reason?
The visitors are international that come, which is very interesting. If you walk down to get your paper, you go out for some reason to your street, you never know what language they'll be speaking, and they may be talking to us.
And looking for where is the Home Alone house?
Sometimes they ask you to snap their picture in front of it.
Kevin's visit to Santa's workshop was filmed at Chestnut Court adjacent to the Village Hall. Grand Food Center, 606 Green Bay Roads, where Kevin shops for groceries. Hubbard's Woods, the pharmacy is where Kevin buys a toothbrush on Green Bay, et cetera, et cetera. So I guess this kind of puts you guys on the map, too, right?
We like to think we were on the map before Kevin.
Yeah, I suppose so.
Kevin met our rabbits, Frosty and Moose, and that was more significant to my family than...
How old was he at the time?
I'm not sure.
10?
A teenager?
Was he?
Maybe
13?
He was 10 to 13, Ella something
like
that.
Just whispered in my ear, 9.
Oh, okay, 9.
So he was a nice kid?
Well, he was... Interesting, yes.
All right, I'll take that. But I mean, if you're a child star, you're probably a little precocious anyway, so I'll give him that.
I think the nicest occurrence we had with him was our neighbor was very elderly, Mrs. McCready, the home that they supposedly filled with the basement for flooding. She had a birthday, and the movie crew had a birthday party for she and Macaulay. And that was probably, he was very interactive with her, and it was very sweet.
Any of the other stars hang out with you all?
We met Dan Stern, the tall burglar.
Yeah, sure.
He came to, my kids were selling cookies on St. Patrick's Day. He asked if his mom had any Irish whiskey.
Well, according to the Tribune, they had a fully stocked canteen, but he was nice enough to buy hot chocolate and things from the local neighbors.
Yes. In fact, our neighbors actually held the canteen, the Whites, and... they had it some of the time outside, and but the people kept their coffee machine in the White's basement because it was a very fancy coffee machine.
30-year anniversary of Home Alone. Linda Martin, Winnetka, and North Shore Realtor about the anniversary of the show. Any other anecdotes or things I should ask you about on that?
I think having dinner with the crew was what my family enjoyed the most. They invited us a couple times. Of course, they don't tell you that they eat 8 hours after they start. So if they start at 3 in the afternoon, dinner's at 11 p.m. So we did have dinner with Dan Stern, and I think my children enjoyed that a lot.
Yeah, no kidding. Thanks for coming in. Happy holidays and happy anniversary to the movie. I appreciate you joining us.
You too. Thanks.
It is 10:51 on WGN.